We played good football overall. You know, we played pretty good run defense. We played good pass defense. We had good rush and coverage working together. We played a lot of zone defense in that game, and I thought we did a good job executing our zone defenses for the most part. And it allowed our rush to be a factor in the game, and both of them kind of worked well together. Well, anytime you got good players healthy that have not been healthy, that's going to help you. And, you know, it was good to be able to mix them in there, particularly Purnell. I think he played about 25 snaps again, which is probably a good number for him at this point. Obviously you get guys back, you're looking for some improvement, and I think Purnell's done a nice job in his two games being back. He definitely made some progress from game one to game two. Hopefully he cannot suffer any setbacks, and he'll continue to make some progress and be able to play some more and play better. Yeah, we're just not getting enough of them. You know, we try and emphasize it as much as we can, both on the field and in the meeting room. And we just haven't seemed to come up with them. You know, hopefully we'll get a stretch where we can get a few more. There's a couple. Obviously, the one that, you know, the ball was on the ground. We had a chance where the ball was thrown over the middle and the inside backers maybe had a chance. We just got to create the opportunities. He's improved a lot. I mean, he was a good quarterback last year in his rookie season. You could just see his maturation process going on. He's very confident. He's got good quarterback instincts. He's very elusive in the pocket. Reminds me a little bit of Roethlisberger. You know, he can move around and avoid the rush. He's courageous in there, buys time, looking to throw. And yet when he pulls it down, he's run for some good first downs for them. So, and he's got a big arm. He's accurate. I like the guy. I think they've got their quarterback for the future.